Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is Change is Good. We'll return with a devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Change is Good. Written and read by Liz Lampkin. There's a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search, and a time to give up. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to mend. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Have you ever taken a moment to notice the beauty in the change of seasons? Think about it. With each season, there's something to appreciate and celebrate. Springtime announces the end of winter. It represents the beginning of hope and new life. With plants blossoming and a shift into warm weather, spring is a time to appreciate the newness in nature. After spring, there's summer. Many would say it represents freedom and relaxation, vacations, the blaring sun, and an abundance of outdoor activities is what this season brings. Some may even say it brings about new energy and the urge to get active. After summer, there's autumn or fall. This time of the year often represents preparation, preservation, and comfort. Fall often brings about a sense of comfort, a shift from hot weather to just right warmth, coupled with the beautiful colors leaves turn, baking, apple cider, and harvest time is what this season is often associated with. Last but not least, winter. Often associated with bitter cold weather, hot cocoa, snow, giving, family gatherings, and the gleeful holiday season. Each time of the year brings something to look forward to and celebrate. Each year, nature shows us how and why change is necessary. So why are we so reluctant to face and accept it? When you think about it, you realize that all of nature's changes depend on God. As each season begins and ends, things that come about with them are natural, and each of them depend on God's care and grace. Could you imagine if there were only one season to experience? What would things look like? Would we be able to experience this portion of God's grace and beauty? Change is inevitable. It's unavoidable. It brings about the unexpected things we didn't plan for. Whether good or bad, it comes with something new. It pushes us out of our comfort zone. It forces us to adjust to circumstances we may or may not have been ready for. However, no matter how ready or reluctant we are to make or embrace change, one thing is for certain. God is with us every step of the way. I believe what we fail to realize is that God orchestrates the changes in our lives for His glory and our good. We do this because we tend to make our plans and trust in them. When we do this, we create the outcome we desire. When things don't go the way we anticipate, we become disheveled. This shouldn't be. Why? Because as believers, our trust should be in God and our will should be His will, changes and all. God is aware of all that goes on in our lives. He creates the plans. He creates the changes. Shifts in life are a part of His plan. Whether we like it or not, we all know God's plans are always best. Intersecting faith and life. Do you struggle with change? If so, why? How do you react when changes come about in your life? Do you pray and ask God for the lessons He wants you to learn during the change? No matter what life brings your way, God is with you throughout every change to lead and guide you. Without His presence, you wouldn't know of His goodness and how the changes He brings about in your life help you become better for His kingdom. With every change you go through in life, you become different, better. As believers, every change should bring you closer to God. The closer you get to God, the more your faith in Him increases. The more your faith in Him increases, so should your trust in all He has mapped out for you. The more you trust God, embracing the changes He orchestrates for your life will become easier. For further reading, read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, and Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
If you're hearing this right now, you're probably like, who the heck is this? And why are they playing during my favorite podcast? And I get it. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do want to introduce myself. My name is Trevor Tyson, and I'm the host of Trevor Talks, where we talk to real people about real topics and real stories. I just want to invite you, if you love podcasts, if you love music, if you love books and love hearing from the people who create it, come check us out at Trevor Talks. Simply go to Google or Life Audio, type in Trevor Talks, and it'll pop on up. Hope you have a great day.